Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
The next game on Anzac Day is the Dragons up against the Roosters. This will be 40,000 people plus at the brand new Allianz Stadium. It'll be absolutely amazing. No changes to the side that got the job done against the Warriors, and why would there be? They were excellent, best performance of the season. For the Roosters, Dom Young and Sam Walker are back. I don't know if I like this. Dom Young on the right wing. Swalehi goes back into the centres. That'll be the left centre. Michael Jennings out to 18th man. Connor Watson back to the bench for Sam Walker going in. And Zach Docker-Clay drops off the bench. I think Coach Robinson has a couple of big decisions to make here, and he hasn't made them just yet. Tristan, what's the market saying?
Yeah, this one is gravitating right around the key number of six. So I think I know where this game's going to fall. But it's $2.75 Dragons, $1.45 the Roosters. We opened it at flat six, brought it into 5.5, and now it's jumped out past that number to 6.5. And there's a little push towards the minus of that 6.5. So certainly been primarily Roosters money to begin with. 43.5 the total points. But as you say, the Dragons were so good last week. They've exceeded a lot of people's expectations to start this season. The Roosters coming off a performance there against Melbourne against a good side. When Munster got sin-binned, I thought they were a good chance of coming home over the top, but they just couldn't quite get it done. But as you say, there's a couple of key ins for the Roosters, but whether that's how the side lines up, time will tell. But at the moment, 6.5 and should be an absolute beauty there at Allianz.
Yeah, those three ins have pushed the Roosters to the market position they are. And the problem is, I think, that for the last 5 or 6 weeks, we keep marking the Roosters off a number and a position in the market off expectation that they're just not performing to. And we go to that game last week. I mean, I thought that there were two Melbourne tries that were very questionable, and so the margin's only six. But I thought Melbourne by far the better team and came up with six line breaks to the Roosters' one. The Roosters' attack has just been spluttering and chunking along for weeks. They've got major issues there. What he does in the halves now, Walker comes back. Gee, I'd love to see Sandon Smith off the bench, I thought. He was a bright touch to their game late last year, and when he played, I think, one or two games earlier this season. But this is an amazing annual clash. I think it's the best of Anzac Day. We've got the Dragons hosting it. The problem for the Dragons now, this is their third game in 11 days, and I just wonder if that's starting to tell, especially into a game that I think looks tight and very physical. So I'm with the Dragons. A lot of hesitation around that. I'd love to see the Dragons... I'm with the Roosters. I'd love to see the Dragons continue on their quality form. Won three of their last four, but this does look an ask. I'm with the Roosters at home on Anzac Day, but I'm just looking forward to the contest.
What about the line, Jared, at the 6.5?
Yeah, I'd want to be with the Dragons, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think I'm the same with that. That's bounced around too. They were about $2.50, Tristan, and now they're out to $2.75, did I see? I can't believe that price.
And I think that's where we did get into 5.5, which is when it would have been at that $2.50 mark. And then obviously, once it gets above that key number of six, that's when it shoots right out. So, I certainly think, on paper, you feel this game's a very, very tight contest. And if you can get it more than a converted try up your sleeve, it certainly takes you a long way on a bus.
Well, the performance of Zach Lomax and Ben Hunt last week was extraordinary. And one of the things that you like about it, for long periods of time, they just had to keep kicking the ball and chase their kick. Kick the ball, chase their kick. And they had a clear plan about it, and they had to repeat it. And they did it, say what you like about Shane Flanagan, but the hallmarks of his team are a toughness around a defensive effort. And that's exactly what we're starting to see from the Dragons, Some of these guys like your Michael Molos, who are underappreciated. Jack DeBellin comes on and is really good off the bench for them. And, I just think that the the expectation that we have with the Roosters haven't been realised yet, back to the point that, you were making, Jared. And now I think they've tweaked their side. Swalehi on the right side was so effective the last two games. And I know Dom Young has shown that capabilities, but moving him now to left centre, Swalehi, you get nothing out of him. And then you've got Manu at right centre, who had two touches in the first half. You know, it's just, there's some really big decisions that haven't been made yet. And maybe it's through my lens I look at that, but I think this, and Keary and Walker in the halves. Like, what Luke Keary, what are we going to get from him this week? Because when he's playing without Sam Walker, he's a different player to when he is playing with him. So that's why I like the Dragons plus 6.5.